Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. Let me pause for a quick second. Yes, you're in the right place to be. Welcome to the I Love Down South show. That's our intro ride out music so that you can get yourself together. And also share the show information, text a friend, get them on the show so they can join the conversation. ilovedownsouth.com. All right, call-in number is 845-277-9321. Let's get it. I'm going to give you a few more moments to get yourself together so we can start tonight's show. Hey. Again, thank you for joining the show. We have such an awesome show lined up for you. And I'm your host, Miss Latoya Bird, also known as Miss Butterfly Bird, Miss Controversy, whatever you want to use, as long as it's appropriate. To address me, I welcome all the listeners, all the supporters. I see that there are a lot of listeners online. I encourage you guys to call in because I want you to interact with some of our special guests tonight. And just get ready for an awesome show because it's the bold, the young, and the talented. All right, I have special guests, Jakayla and Rashawn, that are going to be joining us. They're going to be sharing some of their inspirations for being a young entrepreneur and hopefully some success secrets they can, you know, drop those jewels on us. So before we bring on our special guests, I just want to give you a little update about Good News Ghouls. If you haven't heard of Good News Ghouls, it is a local grassroots community magazine dedicated to creating and celebrating good news in our communities. So this week we launched a successful education movement, if you will. We did our financial flexing workshop for the first time this past Thursday, and it was a complete success. Looking forward to sharing more financial education to our community because we know that it's about that dollar bill, y'all. So if you're out there and you're interested in finding out about how to either eradicate or reduce your student loans and deal with that that dead weight debt, holla at me. Please get with me. My number is 786-972-8695, and I'm specifically looking to help everybody, but I would like to work with educators. So that's the Good News Schools update. We're also getting ready for a community march and rally here in Google, hosted by the Google's Optimist Club. So if you need to get in contact with anyone on information about the march or the rally, make sure you stop by Google Park so you can get with Mr. Demps to find out a little bit more about that. Also, this weekend, got to give some love to All Out Hustle. Doc, the spearhead visionary over there at All Out Hustle, they did an amazing concert at Miramar We Live. Shouts out to K Radio and so many others in the community, Black media platforms that are doing their thing. So shouts out to you all. Now, so I know all of you have, you know, probably a memory of someone asking you, what is it that you want to do when you grow up? What do you want to do when you grow up? Can you remember the last time somebody asked you that? And do you still feel like, you know, maybe there's still time for me, you know, to handle my dreams? So with that in mind, I want to kind of set the stage for this evening. We have some young youth, you know, we got some young youth, you know, in the house who are answering to their creative divine, you know, connection and just going forth with their dreams. And so that's why I'm really excited to have on Jakayla and her mom, Shakina. I would like to welcome you all to the call. How are you?
We're good.
All right. Let me get my listening audience to be guys. Okay. That's my electronic audience. They welcome you. And I'm also gonna open up the line for Rashawn. Rashawn, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, I'm gonna give some applause to you. Now, we have two shiny entrepreneurs on this line with us tonight, and I'm going to allow the ladies to go first and our up north guests to have the platform first, and then we'll come to you, Rashawn. But I wanted to open up your line just in case you wanted to interact and you had some questions for Jakayla. All right.
Okay.
So, Jakayla, how old are you, my dear?
I am 13 years old.
And when did all these creative juices start, like, flowing and turning into all these different beautiful, wonderful business components, if you will?
I was 9 when it all, like, came to my mind.
Okay. I'm writing this down. I'm writing down magic numbers, okay, because I'm going to go play the lotto afterwards. I'm just joking. But Jakayla, I have a young friend who happened to be on our show, another show of mine, a few years ago, maybe about 2 or 3 years ago, and his name is King Na. And King Na kind of like burst into his creativity as well around 9. It became really, you know, explosive. And so the number 9 is very it's very special for me in interacting with young people. So at 9 years old, what happened? What started it all?
When I thought about, like, I used to cheer, like, for, like, football. And there's a lot of kids who wasn't cheering. They were sitting on the bench and they were watching cheerleaders cheer. And I would ask them, why aren't you cheering? And their mom, they were like, my mom can't afford it. It's too much. So it, like, really hit me that some kids can't do what all people do, and I don't want them to feel that way, like they're left out.
Aww. That's really humanitarian of you.
Excuse me?
I said that's very humanitarian of you to think of others in that way.
Mm-hmm. That's what basically started my passion.
Okay, so you have a passion to help others, and
yes.
And so what happened after that? You said, you know what? Did you talk to your mom? Who did you go to after you were like, you know what? I gotta help these kids.
I always talk to my mom first. So that's when we like start the movement. We came up with the name JWJ, which stands for Jump with Jakyla. And also Seattle's Renee's mom helped us.
Okay, so Miss Shekinah is your mom, right?
Yes.
Mom, you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so I have a few questions for you at this early stage in the game. What were your initial thoughts when she came to you and was like, Mom, I have this idea. You know, this is what I want to do. Did you have any initial hesitation or, you know, challenges?
No, we didn't. We can't. We come from a family that gives back. We have Homeless No More Sisters, and we own a kitchen that gives back to the community.
Wow. So you're telling me that Kendrick Lamar was correct when he say you got royalty inside your DNA?
I think that's something.
That was the exact words.
So all the young parents. Or parents of all age that are listening out there, there's a big lesson in that. If you can train a child up in the way that they should go, and sometimes it's just exposing them to a certain level of character and a certain level of humanitarianism that is just in them. And so this is when you start producing a higher quality of life for individuals you produce. So when you start having your children, you're building your legacy and your family, it's not so hard. You know what I mean? For them to see the benefits of what you guys are already doing. So shout out to you for doing this community service and just making it a part of your family.
Exactly. It plays a role.
Yes.
It definitely plays a role.
Absolutely. So JWJ, right?
Yes. It's acronym for Jump with Jakyla.
Okay, so Jump with Jakyla is for children because, you know, I can't really jump. So, Jakyla, you're going to have to help me a lot because I think kids being active is also very important. So let's talk about Jump with Jakyla. Talk to me a little bit more about what this is.
It's basically a foundation for sports. I help kids, you know, who can't afford to do any sports. I help them. I'm doing my fashion show August 12th, and this is basically going to help me raise money for my foundation.
Okay. And how old is the foundation?
4 years old.
All right. So, Jakyla, do you have any, like, famous individuals, whether they're kids or not, that you would probably like to be a part of your foundation and help you raise money?
Yes, I have a couple friends that I know. I wouldn't say that they're known. And I have a couple friends that helps me. I have Aja. She helps me. I have friends from, like, Rhode Island and New York and California who also helped me with my foundation.
Wow. Do you think of yourself as famous? Like, are you somewhere, like, putting together an event and you're like, oh, my God, like, I have friends everywhere? Like, did you have that moment yet?
No, I never have that moment. I really don't think about it like that. I think I'm like still a normal girl. Like when I'm around my friends, I don't think that I'm better than them. I have more than them. I just think we are equal. I don't really think like, oh, I'm famous, so don't get out my way and stuff like that.
So it's not going to your head for sure.
No,
awesome.
It never goes to my head.
Well, if I was your age, I would definitely be, I think I would be shocked, like, at myself for actually, you know, having the family support and then just knocking out those goals that I set. And I speak passionately about that because when I started the show, I asked the question of, you know, like,
people ask children all the time, what do you want to be when you grow up? And when I was younger, I did not get the support that I was looking for when that question was asked to me. So that's why I'm really excited to hear, you know, I call it the creative culture, and that's where families understand what supporting the art, what supporting the child's creative, you know, passion is so important. So, like, shout out to your mom and your whole entire family for laying that legwork. So I like to talk about that a lot. And things like that do keep you grounded, and it's not a big deal to you that you're, you know, you're living out your dreams and things are happening. So on the 12th, can you talk to us a little bit about your special event?
Yes, August 12th, I'll be hosting a fashion show at the Don Shuler in Miami. And this is a back-to-school fashion show, so I have, like, people are, like, donating, like, school supplies, and we're trying to raise $2,000 to help. I also have 20 foster kids who's attending the show so they can walk and have their little moment, their moment. So, yeah.
Awesome. So you have the foster, some foster kids that are going to be flossing and, you know, doing their turn on the T-walk or the catwalk or whatever they call it, and just really having a good time. And I think that's amazing because when we go back to so much is going on, and I don't know if society really understands, you know, what bullying does. What low self-esteem does, what beef does, you know, to children. It turns them into, you know, unruly adults with mental and emotional issues. So you having the fashion show and empowering, you know, these foster kids to increase their self-esteem, I know that's going to be a booster for them. And I'm sure you're going to surpass your $2,000 goal in raising funds. So get ready for the overflow for the cash
flow. Thank you.
Yes. So speaking of the fashion show, how is this going to be tied to your clothing line?
We're going to work on that after the show.
We're working on it after the show, my mom said.
Okay, perfect. So when you do, you know, when you're ready for that, I can be one of your special plus size models. I just show off some of the plus size if you have that. So you can definitely call on me. And I'll be more than happy to donate my time and to help you out with whatever you can. And I think thank you for that. I think there's such a platform for you all. You and your mom and your family as a team to really go out here and knock the socks off some of these companies that don't really give back to our communities. So I don't know if you have a relationship with some of these, you know, support agencies that are here in our local parks. I'm not going to drop any names, but you probably know some organizations and companies who I'm talking about. Please reach out to them. As it relates to fashion. Now, talk about the fashion. Those of you that may be listening may say, okay, what is her fashion line, or what, you know, what can you expect from Jakayla when it comes to fashion? Can you hear me?
Hello?
I'm sorry, is that a question for us? I'm sorry.
Yes, that was a question for you. What can we expect from Jakayla as far as fashion goes?
A fashionista. A lot of kids like the way she dressed. Something just cute and simple and affordable.
Okay. You know, I think girls can get away with so much. As long as we're cute, that's like it. So is she bringing that Jasmine has to her fashion line?
Yes.
vibe and the energy of what the fashion line is about, because it's specific to a certain atmosphere, correct?
Yes.
So what will be wearing your fashion?
Excuse me, it's like really hard to hear you.
I'm sorry, what about now?
Yeah, that's a lot better.
Okay, yeah. Who is your ideal person that will be wearing your fashion?
I have like my friends and like famous people that are known, basically, that's gonna be, you know, helping me with my fashion.
Okay. Perfect. So is this a sports line or is this a casual line?
Yeah, it's just a sports line. It's called Kai Sportswear, and Kai stands for Keep Inspiring You.
Keep Inspiring You. All right. So this is going to be a sports line, and I want to see all our locals in parks supporting the sportswear, because it's by a young entrepreneur called Miss Ja'Kyla, okay, Atwater, is doing her thing, and she definitely wants you to mark your calendars for August the 12th. For those of you that are online checking out our show, click on her name, and it'll go directly to the event, her event page, where you can go ahead and get all the information that you need. But Ja'Kyla, how would you like our listeners to follow you?
You can check out my Instagram. It's my name, Ja'Kyla. I will spell it for you guys. Ja'Kyla. You can also check out my website, jumpwithja'Kyla.org. And you can email me at ja'Kyla@water.gmail.com.
All right. So before I bring on our next guest, I would like to know, where would you like to be? Where would you like your fashion line to be? And where would you like to be in business 10 years from now?
I want my fashion to be nationwide. Like, everybody knows about it. Everybody want to wear it. Everybody want to buy it, you know. Where would I want to be in 10 years? I honestly don't even know.
Okay. Well, you got a lot of time to think about it, and I definitely look forward to supporting you in any way that we can. And
Thank you. And
we got to get you to come down south sometime soon
so I can introduce you to some of the kids in our community and some of the other organizations, and we probably can partner and do some community service together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would be awesome.
Okay, perfect. So that was Miss Ja'Kyla Atwater and Miss Shakina Atwater's mom joining us for the first half of the show, just showing you about the talented, all right? And these entrepreneurs, these young entrepreneurs are doing their thing here in South Florida and all over Florida. So right now I want to bring on Mr. Rashawn, peace and blessings, brother. How are you?
I'm doing good, and you?
I'm doing well. Now, thank you for being online and listening in when we're talking to Ja'Kyla. Now, I need you to tell us who you are and what your brand is.
All right. My name is Rashawn Bondemetri. I'm 20 years old. B-Series is a brand that I started with my vice president, Moise Prosper. You know, me and him started it back when we was in Miami-Dade for the GED program. And we want, like, I always like clothes. I always like shoes, really. But I realized people were real particular about their shoes on their feet. So I started paying attention to clothes. And my sisters were always, like, critique me on what I was wearing, things like that. So that made me pay even more attention. So I just realized I like dressing myself, and I like seeing how other people dress and look good and how they carry themselves, because what you dress like is shows your demeanor. It shows the kind of person you are. How you carry yourself is who you are at the end of the day. So that made me go into it, and at the end of the day, I like money, and I'm from Miami. Well, My mother and my father are from St. Croix, but I was born and raised in Miami. And, you know, we got our own swag down here. Everybody like us. We live with their vacation. So I got into the whole aspect of it. I found a way of turning in money. And then my vice president, Moise, he was just down with it for anything. He was a good friend from the – so when I came to him with B-Series, he was like, let's get it. And we just ran with it.
That sounds amazing. So I'm listening to a little formula that these young yes. Can you hear me? Hello, Rashawn? I'm not sure if you guys can hear me or not. Rashawn, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, can you hear me fine?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. So what I was saying is that I'm little formula. I'm hearing that you came up with an idea, talk to your immediate circle. This is both you and Jakayla. Came up with the idea, talk to your immediate circle, and you want to be in business to make income, to make that cash flow. So, ladies and gentlemen, they just gave you three of the basics. One, you got to have some creative juices flowing. You got to tap into what interests you. And for Rashawn, he just said, you know, your presentation says so much about you. You can look up so many quotes about first impressions and fashion and what clean shoes, you know, relates to someone. The way you walk or the way your clothes are pressed, what it may say about your character. So you got this one shot to say something without saying something. But with your outfit, you say it all. And I love the fact that you just picked up on, you know, the importance of presentation. And so I see that you brought that idea, you know, showed it to your vice president, you know, and now you're getting that money. That's what's up. So how long have you been running with the brand?
Okay, me and Moise, we started it. We came up with the idea about 3 years ago, but we've been in production as of this year as far as making clothes.
Okay. All right. And what can we find with B-Series? Like, that's how you gave us the background of how you got started. Now give us the vibe of B-Series. Like, what can we expect from this brand?
All right. This brand, I'm very Afrocentric to the core. Like, I'm very one with feeling like black people should uplift themselves at all times. I feel like that, and I breathe that. So I want to bring that into my clothes, and I want to bring back, like, let people know that black people are trendsetters. Like, whatever we wear is what the whole world is going to wear, and I want to put that through the clothes. We don't have to sit back and try and fit in with everybody else. We could be ourselves in our clothes and feel comfortable, and we're still going to walk into a business meeting, and we're going to be respected. We don't have to look like you in order for you to respect us. And I'm going to bring that into B-Series. You're going to feel whoever you are, your skin color, your race, it don't matter. When you wear B-Series, you're going to know this is Afrocentric. You're going to feel it. I love it when black women wear their hair out. I love that. You know, I don't know. I'm just very Afrocentric. So that's what you're going to feel.
I'm sorry. I had to throw that in there. I love that little spill because I think we forget when it comes to fashion. I think we forget how much of a trendsetter we are as a group of people when it comes to anything, when it comes to fashion, when it comes to music. You know what I'm saying?
I absolutely feel you. I absolutely feel you.
Yeah, so, like, to hear you talk as a young man so passionately about making sure that our community is comfortable in their skin and comfortable in the clothes that they're wearing and comfortable, you know, being who they are, that is just a whole another level of being a folk. And I don't know if you read the show description, but in the show description, I put that, you know, you'll talk about how fashion equals freedom for you as a woke business owner. That's what I called you. I called you a young woke business owner, and you just proved that. So on that note, what kind of threads can we be expecting from Beat Series? Like, is it for the Wynwood? Should I be looking for Beat Series when I want to go out to Wynwood or when I want to go out to the park? Or what is it? What am I doing? Because based off of what you said, I almost feel like I need a blazer so I can go on my business meeting. You feel what I'm saying? Something with Beat Series on it. So talk to us a little bit more about the actual dynamics of the fashion when it comes to Beat Series.
As far as the business wear, that's something that we've been discussing and we're going to go into later on. But as for now, we have T-shirts, we have hoodies. We have T-shirt dresses for the girls to wear out, you know, during the summertime. Right now, we're going into winter wear because, you know, we're going into the later of the year. We're coming out with sweats, so expecting that. Expect sweats, expect cargo, expect that from B-Series. You are going to be able to wear B-Series to Wynwood. You're going to be able to wear it. Right now, it's an urban brand, so you're going to want to really wear it to go out, cook out, hang out. As far as
okay.
I really want to impact the youth, like the college students, you know, it's because right now I'm 20. I want to go into the polos, the cardigans, all that later on. But right now I want to get the youth, because the youth is everything. Whatever we do, the world's going to do. Cause at the end of the day, everyone's out with the old and with the new. So what we do is going to eventually be law. So I want to impact the youth right now. So all my clothes right now is aimed toward the youth. So
okay,
you'll be able to
work
out, hang out, go to the basketball court, things like that.
You know what I love about this, Sean? I don't know if you studied. I just learned this actually this week. But there's a generation called baby boomers. And when the baby boomers were born, it was an influx of babies being born from men returning, you know, from war, and it was just all these babies being born here in America. And from the influx of all these extra babies, these companies start popping up, and you may know some of them, Gerber, Mattel, and they catered directly to this particular group of people, which were babies at the time. And those companies went successful. Normally it takes 5 years, 3 to 5 years for a company to break even. But these companies profited, you know, multi-million dollars in their first year because they catered to this particular population. So what you telling me, you know, I want to target the youth right now. Guess what that's doing, Rashawn? You're guaranteeing a lifetime type of customer. Because back in my day, we had clothing line like Kanai or Food, and they catered to us. Now, if we go in the store and we see something like that today, that same name brand, guess what? Automatic sale. Why? Because that's what I use. That's something we identify with. That's something we've grown with. So I think you definitely have a great, you know, aim, a great business plan and moving forward. And I just look forward to celebrating you. And I would like to know, where would you like to be in the next 10 years, you and your brand?
I want me to be global in the next 10 years. You know, right now we're aiming to go into the little mom-and-pop stores downtown, the shoe stores, the sneaker boutiques, things like that. We're talking to the buyers right now to get little stores, but in the next 10 years, I want people in China wearing B-Series. You know, I want people in Australia right now. I want to be global by then. 10 years, that's a lot of time. You could do a lot. You could do too much in 10 years. That's a whole decade. I'll be 30. That's too much. Oh, my God. 10 years? Man.
Yes.
Too much.
Can you see your, you know, your boutique? Can you see your boutique in Tokyo, in Paris? So I challenge you, and I challenge Kyla to do those types of exercises where you do see yourself 10 years from now. Start planning now. I don't know if you guys have checked out TED Talk or what kind of inspiration. But make sure you check out any of the audio motivational books and any information that's encouraging you to map out a 5 to 10 year plan for yourself and for your business. Because if you can see it, it's already done. You get what I'm saying? So on that note, as we get ready to wrap up, both Ja'Kyla and Rashawn, I would like to know what inspired you, besides the fact that you like fashion, like what inspired you to get money in this way?
I'm going to let Ja'Kyla go first. You can go first, sweetie.
Ja'Kyla stepped out the car.
Okay.
Okay. Well, for me, what made me want to go into the business aspect of it is just the fact that in America, anything makes money. If it makes money, it makes sense. You know, I want kids. I want a wife. I'm going to have nieces and nephews. So, you know, at the end of the day, that's what I need to take care of. So I'm not going to just do something for a hobby. Hobbies don't make money. Businesses make money. So I didn't want to just turn this into a hobby, so I decided, you know, I'm going to take it serious and make money out of it because, you know, one day I'm not going to get woken up by an alarm. It's going to be my son telling me he's hungry, and I don't want to be sitting on an air mattress when that happens, you know?
Just made that so real.
It is real. It's too real. People just don't realize that. It's very real, like, kids pop up at any time. I got a 5-year plan. 5 years I plan on having my first child. In 5 years I'll be stable. But you can't. Your seed is everything. Your seed is everything. Like your seed, no matter if it's a male or female, no matter if you have a boy or girl, your child is everything. You got to make sure that you got to understand that at the end of the day, you're going to die. So the things that you bring into this world, at the end of the day, I'm going to die, period. But I need to make sure that when I die, my kids got something. So, and, you know, drug money ain't where it's at. It's not at all. Snitching at an all-time high, it don't make no sense to do it. People going to jail left and right. I just want all the black youth out there who listening, any mothers out there, anybody out there who listening, like, you know, I understand you got to get it how you live, but you just got to understand that you can't. You gotta have long-term goals. You gotta train yourself. You know, you can't just be greedy out here. I want everything now. You can't be a child. That's a child mentality. Throwing a tantrum. You gotta sit back and realize certain things you gotta wait for, and certain things you gotta take time to get. So you know, you just gotta find your avenue. And I understand not everybody wanna punch a time clock. So that's why I promote entrepreneurship in every aspect. So, but. You know, self-worth is everything.
Absolutely.
Self-worth is everything.
Absolutely. That was actually beautiful. Sean, that sounds like legacy to me. So legacy is your inspiration.
Yeah, it really is. My father pressed me on that. My father pressed me on that, like, real heavy. Because my father had plans, but, you know, things didn't go right, but he pressured me on that, like, make sure that the things that you do, make sure it affects the people that you love positively. You can't just live this life only thinking about self, but there's people out there that love you and your life affect them. You give off a certain vibration, and vibrations hit other things. You put your finger in the water and you make a splash, those ripples gonna go and might push a leaf. That leaf gonna push a rock, that rock might push a bigger rock, and then you start the avalanche. So you gotta understand, like, everything has a reaction. My father taught me that at a young age. So it instilled in me. And my mother, too. My mother was a very big help, too, you know, coming from an island back home. They're not going to sit back and let you do certain things. They're not going to let you hear certain things. They're going to put you there. I don't know. That's just how I feel. They're going to discipline you at all times. It took a village to raise a child, and it definitely took a village to raise me. No, it definitely.
Wow.
Definitely. I want people to understand, like, me and my vice president, we really didn't come from nothing. Like, my vice president's from Haiti. You know, he lived in Haiti and came here. He really, he, he. and my father came
Rashawn?
In. I know they. Yeah, my bad. I'm right.
Okay, you went out. No, you went out for a minute, and we didn't hear you. You said his father was.
I don't want people to understand anything out here.
I'm not sure where you at, but it's kind of hard to hear you. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, you got a lot of background noise. You were saying that your vice president was from Haiti?
Yeah, he came here from Haiti at the age of... Well, he's sitting right next to me, actually. He came here at the age of 11. And, you know, my mother and my father came here at 13. My mother came here, I believe, at 19. And they told me one thing, like, don't waste the opportunities that this country gives you. Like, as bad as it is, don't waste the opportunities that it gives you. Like, the GED program is a blessing. Anybody who don't have a high school diploma, you can go out there and you can change your life real easy with that one piece of paper. You look at it as a piece of paper, but that piece of paper could really change your life and open up a lot of doors for you. You just got to have patience, and you got to be able to sit back and put back that childish mentality of, I want it now, I want it now, I want it now. You're not a baby. Grow up. And I feel like that, and I'm really speaking to my people.
I don't know. You went out for a second. You said you really, your people. I feel all of your energy, Rashawn, and we need that. And it's very important that you stay on top of giving it to us, you and your vice president. What's up, Mo? How are you?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me? I'm not sure what's going on with the audio today, but we just had two great young entrepreneurs on the line. Brother Rashawn was just running it down on why it's important to have legacy as an inspiration so you can have something so that you can give something to those that you bring into this world. So, you know, shouts out to Rashawn and the B Series brand. I know he's listening with his vice president, right hand man right there. Thank you also to Jakyla and Shakina Atwaters for joining us at the top of the show. Rashawn, did you have anything that you wanted the people to know, any kind of way that they can get in contact with you or follow the B-Series brand? Hello, I don't know. I'm not sure what's going on with the studio, but for those that do want to get in contact with Rashawn, if you click on his name in the show description, it will go directly to their Facebook page. It will go directly to their Facebook page and start to get in contact with both Jakyla Atwaters as well as Rashawn, and you can check out their upcoming events. I think it's called Drop, but that's okay. Check out the B-Series brand on Instagram. They're B-Series_MIA. I think I got them back on the line. Rashawn, are you back with us? Yes. Yes, Rashawn?
Hello?
All right. Yes, can you hear us? I'm not sure what's going on with your connection, Rashawn. I'm going to go ahead and mute out your call. Those of you that are listening in, if you want to stay connected with the B-Series brand, make sure you click on their link in the show description. It will take you directly to their Facebook page. Also, those of you who want to connect with Jakyla Atwaters, just click on her name in the show description. It'll take you right where you need to be. All right? And we're going to go ahead and wrap up the show. So, for those of you who have young ones at home or young ones within your reach, you want to go ahead and provide that creative support. You might need to invest a couple dollars. You might need to invest a couple dollars on your nephew, on your son or daughter, or kid down the street who
who you see doing the same exact thing every day because they're really into their, you know, creative passion. So keep that in mind and be that support to our YouTube community because they can be just like Jakaya and Rashawn and have their own business as well as patient community service component for their business. And I know, I mean, the young people are the leaders of tomorrow, and without our support, they're going to be eloquent. Definitely don't want to do that. So, again, thank you guys for calling in. And for those of you that haven't been yet, they should check out the thepeoplesofthepeople.com. We'll be dropping our August issue next week. Check out by Friday. We should have our new issue up by then. So much as our August.
Slow down some junior.